right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. We began Perek Vav, discussing the concept of pachat. So the Chabad introduced us to this idea that in life, we all walk around with fears. Fear, we'll discuss what those fears exactly are, but he pointed out that often the way to deal with those fears is... that often the way to deal with those fears is by going ahead and encouraging a person to be calm, encouraging a person in a soothing fashion, whereas the Mechaber says those are very effective strategies. They're chitzoni, they're external, they don't deal with the core issues. Our job is to try to figure out why a person has fears in life. So we begin with the paragraph that says, Nisponin. Nisponin ma'at bedvarim la'omek koach, koach nefesh ha'adam. Let's contemplate a little bit about this matter and really get a little bit more in depth into the koach, into the strength of the nefesh of the individual. L'dugma. Last paragraph, page kuf chav ches. L'dugma. Adam eino mefached. This is a very actually profound statement. Adam eino mefached im ye'evad lo chatzi shekel mehakis. For example, a person doesn't get nervous that he's going to lose half a shekel. Right, a person doesn't get nervous that I'm going to lose a quarter. Madua, why is that? Machmas sharatzon lechatzi shekel huratzon meod chalash. Because the truth is, the desire that a person has for a half shekel is a very weak desire. V'lachein gam im ya'ovad hulav doig v'lo choshesh mikach. Therefore, again, if a person loses it, the person is not all that worried about it. Lu'umas zos, on the other hand, im adam oches bikiso sach aseres alofim shekel v'yoser. On the other hand, if a person has in his pocket 10,000 shekel, kol adam memutza choshish me'od lavdo. How do you ever know if a person is walking around with a lot of money in their pocket? So a person is always touching their pocket, filling their pocket, making sure that the money is still there and intact. Shekein zeu siku mashmauti l'chol adeus asher im yovad chiyachsar lo biyoser. Why? Because this is an amount that if a person loses it, a person will feel compromised and a person will feel the nature of that loss. Page kuf chav tes. Imkein, if this is true, nisponin v'navin, so let's contemplate this and understand, shedavar sharozon klapov hu chalosh ma'od hapachat shema yechzer lo lokayim. So Rabbi says, the Mechaber, what comes out is something that a person has a very minimal desire for. That's what he means. Davar shaharotzon klapav chalosh ma'od, something that I desire very little, or something that I don't really have an emotional attachment to. The fear that I may lose it doesn't exist. Okay, kumat lo kaim, or almost doesn't exist. Ki ratzon chalash. Kechol shaharatzon leratzos es hadavar yose chazak. The more I want something, the more I desire something. Kach hapachad la'avdo. So we'll say, the more, which again, the truth is, a very intuitive statement. The more you want something, which means the more something is important to you, the more you have a fear of losing it. The less something is important to you, the less you have a fear of losing it. He says, "Hachashash mea eder shal davar takif yoser ad shehan ad hanekuda hachazaka biyoser shal hachashash bipnei ibod hachayim." So the truth is, that's why he says, for example, what do we worry about losing most? We worry about losing most our lives. Our lives. Why? Because ultimately, again, life is something that is very important to each of us. So it's a very interesting model. So the model is like this. Remember, we're trying to analyze what the root of life fear is. So we've just established as a paradigm that if something is important to you and you have a strong rutzon, you have a strong desire to have it, so you have a correlating pachad, a correlating fear that you will lose it. On the other hand, if you don't have a very strong desire towards something, then lamaisa, again, the fear that you have of losing it is also quite minimal. Kishebo'im eifo lehismodet im ba'ayas hapichodim v'achashashos. So now when we come to contend with the issue of dealing with fears and with anxieties, Alinu lahavin shorasha. Alinu lahavin shorasha. Alinu lahavin shesharasham eno notes be'etzem apachad v'chashash. So it's important, you know, when a person has fears or a person has anxieties, so often what we say is, oh, he's a fearful person, he's an anxious person. So the Chacham says that that's not true. I mean, that might be true, but that's a little bit of a cop-out, because again, what I have to do is what? Figure out, why do I have those fears? Why do I have those anxieties? So he says that when a person has fears and anxieties, it's important to understand the problem is not fear and anxiety. What's the problem? The question is, what does a person desire in life? So if I suffer from fear and anxiety, the question is, what do I want? What are my desires in life? Because once I identify the things that I want, so we'll say, this is amazing. When I have fears and I have anxieties in life, the first question I have to ask myself is, what do I have a ratzon towards? What are the things in life that are important to me? What are the things that I want, that I desire? And then the question becomes, are my fears rooted my anxieties rooted in the fact that maybe I won't have, or maybe I will lose those very things that I desire? Ilu lo haya rotze es hadavar. Because again, if I analyze this a little bit more, I would realize that if I didn't want this thing, if I didn't desire this thing strongly, hulo haya mefachid shiyichu lo oso, I wouldn't be fearful that it would be taken from me. Shehu lo yihya. Or that it will not be. Nimtza, sha'avodas ha'adam la'akores ha'fachadim. Therefore, it turns out that the real avoda of man is to uproot his fears, the esach ha'shashos, and his anxieties, mehanoda v'habilti noda, from those things that he knows and that he doesn't know. Tzricha lahaschil b'shoresh, I have to go back to the root, b'nekudas ha'ratzon, with ultimately identifying what exactly are the things that I want in life. V'nisponin ma'at mahi ha'avoda v'nekudazu, and we'll contemplate a little bit what exactly this avodah is. So we'll say, just understand the profundity of this. The profundity of this is, let's say a person is very anxious over money. Understandable. The person is very anxious over money. So very fearful about not having enough money. So the question a person has to ask themselves is that, okay, if I'm fearful about not having enough money, what does that tell me? What does that tell me? It tells me that money is very important to me. Money is very important to me. The shayla that I then have to ask myself is, do I have a healthy importance of money or an exaggerated importance of money? Are the fears and the anxieties that I'm feeling rooted in a real reality that maybe I won't have enough parnasa, maybe I won't be able to pay my bills, or is it rooted in the fact that perhaps I have an unhealthy relationship with my material wealth? So it's such a profound idea, because what the Mechaber is saying is we treat fear in a totally wrong way. We treat fear, you know, I guess it's probably no different than medicine. In medicine, you can make the mistake, tell me if I'm right, Michael, that again, when you come down with a sickness, you could treat the symptoms, but if you treat the symptoms, you might not be treating the disease, correct? Right? So the symptoms go away, but the disease could still remain in the organism, could still remain in the body of the person. So what the Mechaber is saying is, we all suffer from fear. We all have fears and anxieties about something. But all too often what we do is, you know, I don't know, we pop a Xanax or something, which might be helpful also. But you know, again, the idea is we treat the symptoms. I'm an anxious person. No, why? Why am I fearful? Why am I anxious? Just understand that when you're fearful about A, it means that A is important to you. And the question, you have a strong ratzon towards it. And because you have a strong ratzon towards it, you have a strong fear of losing it. The first step in analyzing life fear is identifying, do I have a healthy relationship with those very things that I fear or I'm so anxious about losing? Let's go on a little bit.
It can be a rational fear, though.
I'm sorry?
It can be a very rational.
Absolutely. And that's, again, I want to point out, you know, the Mechaber is not suggesting now that fear is unhealthy or that a person should never be fearful. What he's just trying to make us is self-aware, right? So again, if I don't have enough money in the bank and I'm fearful about not paying my bills, that is a legitimate fear.
There are people who go the other way and say, you know,
100%,
give me everything I need.
100%. So as we've already seen in this sefer, You know, everything is really about the middle road, and everything is about finding the right balance. Fear in life, by the way, you will see, is also a very healthy thing. Right? It's a motivator, 100%. 100% fear, and the fear of loss is an incredible motivator as well. So we don't want to do away with fear. What we're more concerned about is that when fear and anxiety becomes paralyzing, that happens sometimes, and that's ultimately when people shut down. That's when it becomes problematic. So the idea, all the Mechaber is teaching us over here, which really has been his entire approach throughout the Sefer, is self-awareness. Da'as atzmecha. Just know yourself. Just if you're fearful, you're anxious, understand why you are having this experience. Let's go on another line. Simcha hanova'as mitoch hasaka. Literally, joy that comes from understanding. Kayomim ba'adam, shnei kochos shal simcha. There are two kochos. There are two called forms, or two simcha energies within man. Shal shalva. Shalva means ultimate. I guess the way we translate it would be page kuf chav tes, the second section, simcha. Shal shalva, which I guess we'll call tranquility. Adam yachal lihios sameach vishelo. Sameach vishelo. B'mashu masig. Ach bekocho gam lihios sameach v'shaviv be'etzem ha'haveya ha'atzmit shalo. So a person is able to go ahead and be happy, accordance with his understanding. However, he also has the ability to not only be besimcha, but to be tranquil be'etzem ha'haveya ha'atzmit shalo, to be tranquil in his very existence. B'nivar. And what does this mean? So also we'll just read this Rambam, then we'll stop for today. We'll continue with this Mirtz Hashem. HaRambam Kosev, the Rambam writes, Shelo b'dvarim shemichutz la'adam shochin ha'osher v'ha'oneh. The Rambam writes that true wealth and pleasure does not reside outside of man. Ela b'soch ha'leiv shala'adam, but rather it resides in the heart of man. So also what the Rambam is highlighting over here is that people make the terrible flaw of thinking that happiness is something you're going to buy, or happiness is something you're going to acquire, or happiness is about a milestone that you're going to reach. So, or happiness is rooted in any external thing. The Rambam says happiness does not come from anything external. True happiness emanates from within the heart of man. Sham makom ha'oneg v'sham makom ha'osher. There is the place of true joy. There is the place of true wealth. All right, Debo, so you know what? Well, I'll leave you on a cliffhanger. We'll stop over here and we'll pick up right with this Rambam.